while he demonized the Mendelians as powers of darkness. If government officials and Darwinist ideologues had not come to Lysenko's rescue, the Mendelians would probably have prevailed, as they did outside the Soviet Union, because they had better science on their side. Lysenko's Stalinist suppression of Mendelians in the 1940s made matters much worse. But the underlying problem was that the government-supported scientific establishment had chosen to support one side in a scientific dispute. For many years, biologists in the Soviet Union were persecuted by the government if they challenged the official view of Darwinian orthodoxy or defended Mendelian genetics. So, contrary to the claims of Penick, Futuyima, and Christopher Scott, the scientific conflict underlying Lysenkoism was not Lamarckism against Darwinism, but classical Darwinism, which had undeniably Lamarckian elements, against the new Mendelian genetics. The present conflict between neo-Darwinism and intelligent design resembles Lysenkoism, in the sense that the Darwinists are still opposing new ideas. But what about Perak's accusation that ID theorists resemble Lysenkoists in the way they subject their critics to denunciations, verbal assaults, derision, and ultimately to dismissal from their positions? Denunciation and dismissal? To support his accusation, Perak cites four examples. In the first two, William Dembski refers to the arguments of his critics in disparaging terms. And in the third, Dembski objects that a critic whose highest academic degree is an M.A. in geography is unqualified to write as an authority on the bacterial flagellum. These examples are typical of academic disputes. Not one of them rises even to the level of derision. Perak's only other example is a comment I made after debating Darwinists before the Ohio State Board of Education in 2002, that I felt as though I needed a shower. Perak calls this an example of the rude personal attacks that are a staple in the pro-ID literature. What Perak neglected to mention was that I made the comment only after one of the Darwinists in the debate had begun with a series of personal attacks on me. The verbal assaults had come from the Darwinist. In March 2005, the National Science Teachers Association conducted an informal poll of its 55,000 members to find out if teachers were feeling pressured to include creationism, intelligent design, or other non-scientific alternatives to evolution in their science classroom, or pushed to de-emphasize or omit evolution from their curriculum. Less than a third of the 1,050 teachers who responded indicated that they had received any such pressure, and the pressure, which was not further specified, had come predominantly from students and parents, not school administrators. Nothing in the poll suggested that the teachers had been subjected to derision or denunciation, much less threat of dismissal. University of Kansas religious studies professor Paul Marecki proposed in 2005 to teach a course provocatively titled Intelligent Design, Creationism, and Other Mythologies.